Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Spiritual Hollywood Hour. I am Kate Romero, your host of Spiritual Hollywood. And as usual, I understand that gratitude is the secret to all success, and I want to give gratitude to BBS Radio, Don Newsome, Douglas Newsome, and Seth Hendrick for providing such a wonderful platform to raise consciousness using positive media and Hollywood. And I am extremely excited to have this wonderful person on my show this evening, whose book release date happens to be today. It's The Secrets, Mike Dooley. And I will give you his website so you can go and look at the book right now, Venus's Internet Radio. It's www.tut.com/events/IP/the book, two words. So go ahead and pull that up. And our topic this evening is Infinite Possibilities, The Art of Living Your Dreams, which is the name of the book. And Mike has such an amazing history and life experience that he has gleaned the most amazing lessons out of every single challenge that he's experienced to date. And he's still doing that. And I know with all my heart he'll keep doing that as long as he is in this physical body and sharing that with all of us. I'm extremely excited about this book, Infinite Possibilities, because the book's title actually is what inspired Mike to create it. Is infinite possibilities, because we all have them. And I'll give you a little bit of background on Mike. And let's see, he is an international tax accountant turned entrepreneur turned writer for the universe. Mike Dooley lives in Orlando, Florida, where he runs Tut's Adventures Club and sends out his notes from the universe to hundreds of thousands of email subscribers each weekday. I know I get mine every day. I love them. As a featured teacher in The Secret book and the DVD, Dooley is actively using the profound concepts and principles he expounds upon to travel the world speaking on life, dreams, and happiness. And they have declared September, the whole month of September, Infinite Possibilities Month, and Tut is making dreams come true. In celebration of the release of Mike's brand new book, Infinite Possibilities, The Art of Living Your Dreams, Tut has decided to make the entire month of September a month of infinite possibilities dedicated to making people's dreams come true. Each person who purchases the book can be entered into a drawing with a chance at winning several dream prizes, which include a trip to Egypt, Tahiti, actually it's a Tahiti cruise, and that's for two, all of these are for two, and a week in Hawaii, a spa getaway retreat, a year of organic chocolate, and lots more. To enter to win, all you have to do is go to the website I gave you, which is www.tut.com/events/IP/the book for details on how to purchase the book and enter the sweepstakes. And for all of you people who are in Los Angeles and would like to see Mike in person and go and get a copy of his book at Book Soup, but I hope you won't wait that long, November 3rd, Mike will be in Los Angeles at Book Soup, which is 8818 Sunset Boulevard, West Hollywood. That's 90069. The phone number there is 310-650-3110. And Mike will be doing a book signing there, and you can meet him in person. And if you're getting the notes from the universe, you're going to want to stop by and say hi. So without further ado, I'd love to bring on Mike woohoo, Dooley for you.
Woohoo, Kate, thank you. It's so much to be with you and your listeners again. This is like a homecoming.
Yes, it is. It's an encore return. I believe you were on in December about 2 years ago, right after The Secret, you know, had created such a sensation. And I know that Infinite Possibilities was an audio program that you were recording, and you were sort of left holding the bag in this deal about recording this audio program. So you went ahead and did it yourself bit by bit, 1 hour at a time, and you allow people to subscribe to it and purchase it online. And lo and behold, the Infinite Possibilities recording that, you know, you thought your life was completely in shambles at one point, and it's like, what am I going to do with myself? How am I going to make money at this? And then you realize that the cursed hows are really none of your business, and you left the important parts up to the universe and just simply guided your way. And the subscriptions for Infinite Possibilities, the audio program, actually have funded everything that you've done. Is that right?
Oh, that's really good. That's exactly right. About 8 or 9 years ago, my life seemed like a train wreck, and it was the first time in my life, after having been successful at Price Waterhouse and after selling 1 million T-shirts with the company I started with my brother and mother, you know, I was at a crossroads. The trends were down. We didn't want to do it anymore, and it was like, you know, universe, you know, I did it at Price Waterhouse, did it the corporate world, I did it the entrepreneurial way, but you know, now I don't know what to do next. And it was the first time in my life I was just like, look, universe, you figure it out. I am sick of this. And it was the first time I realized that having general end results, which seems to be a contradiction to everything we've ever been taught, having general end results like wealth and abundance, period. No dollar amount, no timeline. Create a fulfilling work. For me, I also added international travel and friends and laughter. Those were my four end results. I held on to them with a vigilance, and then I got wildly busy, not working crazy hours, but every day it was like, what else can I do so that I can be within reach of life's magic? Not insisting that I be a writer, not insisting that I be a speaker. Both of those thoughts left me pretty cold and or scared. Not insisting on anything, but I was going to give the universe, I knew enough to give the universe something to work with, which is, you know, basically comes in the form of baby steps. You know, we don't take baby steps for the distance they'll cover. We'd never get anywhere, nothing would ever happen if it was just up to mere mortal me or you. We take baby steps, on the contrary, to embolden belief, to ramp up the sense of anticipation that something's going to happen, and to put ourselves within reach of life's magic. So with these general end results, I started knocking on doors, metaphorically, turning over stones in every direction that made any kind of sense to my heart and my mind, and I just surrendered to the cursed house of figuring it all out. And it was like instantly the magical winds of the universe filled my sails and have led me into a fairy tale existence. You know, my free emailings and my free speeches turned into notes from the universe, turned into world tours. I was invited everywhere I went. Rhonda Byrne from The Secret was receiving my notes from the universe, and she reached out to me. I didn't know who she was. This lady from Melbourne wanted to do a documentary on the law of attraction. And it was like everything became easier when I stopped insisting on the details. Now, there's a place for details, and we can talk about that, because when you're visualizing, you want to get into them. But one of my bigger messages, especially now in my World Tour 3, is in playing the Matrix, is, you know, focus on a general end result and never let go. Never compromise. Do not lower the bar. If the end result is general, you give the universe an infinite array of opportunities to reach you, to surprise you, to work around your so-called invisible limiting beliefs. And literally, that's what it's done for me. And it's just been a nonstop partay.
Yeah, and don't you find that when you step out of the way that the universe delivers far grander than you could ever imagine?
That's an infinite possibility. I talk about, you know, and I'm not the first who said that, you know, what the universe has dreamed for us so far exceeds our little humble dreams. And in Infinite Possibilities, I kind of am making that point, and I say, you know, the irony here, the great irony, is that we are these slumbering gladiators of creation who live eternally, and we don't even know it. And for the most part, human beings kind of think to themselves, you know, that they don't have any, and they just want a little. No matter how they define it, how many zeros are on it, it's still a little. The truth is, we have everything at our disposal, yet we still only want a little. And it's like, no, wait a minute, open up to the possibility, stop trying to mess with the house, stop insisting on these little nuances that were never important to begin with, they were just your idea of how to get somewhere bigger. Just go straight to the big picture, abundance, friends, laughter, health, harmony, relationships, travel, you know, and then the universe is like, I can do that, I so can do that. If you just take these baby steps, if you just, you know, knock on some doors every day consistently. You know, and I say to people, we really should try to do all we can with all we have from where we are so that the universe can do all it can from all it has from where it's at. And that does not mean knock on one door and say, look, I'm being persistent. I believe in the law of attraction. I can make this happen. I'm a spiritual being of light. Publish my book. Publish my book. You know, that's like, that's totally misunderstanding so many different truths that, that create the stage that we're on. But being consistent means knocking on all of the doors. Knock on this door. Knock on that door. Write a book. Write an article. Hang out with an agent. Go to where publishers go. Go to a book fair. Get out there in every imaginable form to let the universe find the right people to bring you over the right hurdle at the right time, and not misunderstand the secret by insisting that a specific project or a specific person behave a certain way, which completely kind of scrambles the wires and invalidates the freedom that we were born to experience.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more. And it's when and that's what you mean, I believe, when you say the cursed house. I happen to know that when I look at the why I want something, the house take care of themselves. And if you're focused ferociously enough on the why you want it, then it will show up. The universe will show up to support you every time, and all your physical needs will be provided for. Look at, you thought your life was a train wreck, and look how it turned around when you really got this ginormous aha.
Yeah, now, and then when I did, and I look back in hindsight, I can't find the train wreck because it was simply the train changing tracks. But we eat of the forbidden fruit every single day, and we look at something like that with our physical senses, which are completely blind to greater truths, and we start drawing conclusions, and we start saying, oh, I'm bad at this, I'm good at that, people like this, people don't like that, oh, I'm going absolutely nowhere, oh, I don't see progress, so I must not be making any. Completely blind to the miracles that were even then happening for me, and for, that happened for us all unceasingly. I look back now, and I realize that when the train changed tracks, it was an answer to a much grander dream that I have always harbored, and that is wealth and abundance, creative, fulfilling work that thrilled me, traveling all around the world. I've spoken in, I lose count now, I think it's 21 or 22 or, well, I don't know, countries in over 60 cities in just the last 3 years, not to mention the 3 years before that where I was in some of the same places, from Moscow to St. Petersburg to Istanbul. Just like it's like a pinch me, is this really happening? And of course it is really happening, but it's just a matter of getting straight. And Infinite Possibilities is my first real book that's not just a gift book of notes from the universe, of which I'm extremely proud of, and I've got several other books, but they're all gifty. And they're all little, my mother likes to call them like little chiclets or lifesavers. You know, you have a little mouthful here and there and you're so satisfied. But Infinite Possibilities is my first work that is, you know, it's 300 pages. It's a, not, you've seen it. It's nonstop information. And the premise is to get everyone clear on the nature of our reality. Because without understanding the truth, You're like a car tire that's completely leaking all the time, leaking your power. If you've got 1 foot in new school thinking, you know, in the camp of your spiritual awesomeness, but you've got another foot thinking that God, you know, might not be that happy with you, you know, thinking that you've been judged, thinking that God is testing you and that God's going to give you another test but you don't know when, or thinking that you're subject to ancient spiritual contracts, or thinking that you're tied down to karmic issues or past life problems. I mean, all of those places have a store, all of those concepts have a place, and they can all be filtered in to enrich our life today. But none of them limit us. None of them take away our power. None of them stop our thoughts from becoming things, nor the fact that we are divine beings with dominion over everything. So if people don't understand the nature of reality, immediately they're giving away power. Because if something doesn't go right, well, was it because of God not being happy? Was it their past? Was it because they weren't worthy? You know, the list is endless of why things might not go in your favor. And the list should be zero. Your thoughts become things. End of story.
Right. And on that note, I'd like to segue into something that happened as I was reading your book today. On Labor Day, you know, everything's basically closed. So I woke up, I was very ill, and I was in a great deal of pain, and the doctor's office was closed. It's Labor Day, and I thought, what am I going to do? And then I found this urgent care place to go to, and I went there, And I got, you know, I got treated, I got medicine, and you know, I've just been feeling just kind of out of sorts. First of all, I don't do well with being sick, and I don't know how I attracted it, yet I did. Maybe my body was telling me to stop stressing. which we'll talk more about in a little bit. And I just know that at rest, when the doctor checked my pulse, it was 94. That's just sitting there doing nothing. And I know that there's issues in my tissues that I'm not dealing with because there's more stress going on in my life than I'm aware of. And today I was just dragging because I wasn't feeling 100%. And so I went and I laid down and I took your book and I started reading. And there was, I read a lot, but there's one thing that I read, Mike, that just went pow and snapped me out of it. I got dressed. I started working. I got busy. I went out. I felt better immediately when I saw this one phrase in your book, and it is on page number, it's not even a page number, it's in the introduction.
Oh,
if you want to know what it is?
Tell me.
Know ye not that ye are gods?
Okay, that's the...
John 10:34.
Yes.
You're quoting the Bible. Know ye not that ye are gods? And when I read that, what it said to me is, I'm bigger than being sick, I'm bigger than stress, I'm bigger than this body, I'm bigger than feeling bad, and it immediately reminded me of who I really am and why I'm really here.
You know, so, it's so beautiful. You're
really
right, and that's what the whole book kind of sets the stage for. It's like, this is the truth. You are divine. We are all the eyes and the ears of the divine. In this great big game, in this great big adventure that we all chose, to discover our power, to have and have not, to be and be not. These are all illusions. They're all lies, but they create the stage for adventure. Because if I'm not here and I want to be there, well, okay, I got to go. I got to talk to you. I got to talk to someone else. If I don't have something and I want to get it, boom, a whole other adventure starts. And none of these adventures would be possible without the illusions of time, space, and matter. Without believing fleetingly during this lifetime in limits, we couldn't have the emotional journeys that we have. Emotions are impossible to the mind of God. Impossible. It's already everywhere, always at once. And it was forever and ever and ever, and it wanted some adventure. And hence, the Big Bang, time and space. Here we are now as the divine. We are God waking up in the middle of a dream, sleepy, groggy, how did I get here, what's the point? And we can either run like gerbils on a treadmill and not answer those questions, which is what we've been doing since the beginning of recorded history, or we can stop and say, wait a minute, what's the deal? Wait a minute, how could time and space be bedrock reality? And sure enough, they're not. Einstein helped us out with that one. They're different from one person to the next. They're relative, they're illusions. And how could I be here for any other reason than, number one, I wanted to be here, and number two, there's an infinite number of possibilities for how it could go, and I get to decide. What would be the point if somebody else decided? There would be no point. And if people would finally, and they're starting to do it, this is the most exciting time ever to be alive, if people would ask the hard questions, then they're going to see, my gosh, life is so knowable. You don't have to be a metaphysician, or that's not the word, a quantum physicist, to know what life's about. Everybody listening right now, their thoughts have become things their entire life. They have been predisposed to success, to happiness. Their inclinations are to thrive and to prosper. Everyone listening has laughed more than they've cried. They've spent time with friends more than they've been completely alone. They've had money in their pocket or the bank more than they've been penniless. This all screams to the evidence that we are inclined to thrive. In fact, we are here to thrive. No one chooses a life to be poor. No one chooses a life to be sick, to be alone, to be limited. To the contrary, look at our civilization. Even bumbling around in the dark, as we all do, look at the skyscrapers, look at the technology, look at the medicine advances and DNA and outer space travel. Even in our profound spiritual ignorance, we have broken the lid clean off of this popsicle stand, and we're thundering through time and space, adventuring in the most grandiose way. And if people could just see that, and realize how well we do work together. Sure, we've got problems, but we are so much better off than people give ourselves credit for, and we've each individually done so much more than we give ourselves credit for. And if we simply assess what's going on and therefore kind of realize what the facts are on the stage, that our thoughts become things and that we can change our thoughts and therefore change our reality, then all of a sudden we emerge from the caves, we emerge from the ignorance, and that's what's happening. There's going to be a whole new dawn to civilization. This is what 2012 is all about. It's already happening. People are waking up to their power, and there will only be calamity and earthquakes and destruction to the degree that the civilization as a whole resists the change. And, you know, you can see the resistance everywhere now. You know, when people talk about politics, they talk about the old way, they talk about the old school, they don't see any need for change. They're scared. They're not going. You know, you and your listeners, I'm sure all of your listeners are far more advanced.
Oh, yeah, we got our bags packed.
Yeah.
We're going.
And so this is a fantastic, exciting time to be alive. And if we just know what the playing field is about, and it's not complicated. It's like, look, we're creators. We put the stuff here. We put it here so that we'd be inclined to succeed. And therefore, start thinking thoughts that serve you. Go for the fun. Go for the joy. Appreciate who you already are. And doors start swinging open and floodgates start trembling.
Well, I agree with you, and I have a Katie-ism. It goes like this. When you start saying yes to the universe will start saying yes to you.
Absolutely. I love your Katie-isms. And
that's
your emails
true.
Are brilliant.
It
I
happens
know.
All the time. And you're a living example of that. And what I'm looking at now is the chapter on stop stressing, and there's one thing in here in particular that I'm doing my best to communicate to the entertainment industry, and that is life is a spiritual game, and it must be played spiritually in order to win. The key is recognizing this, and even though our lives are expressed physically, to recognize this. And I can't say it enough. And I'm looking as a talent manager, I've been one for almost 3 decades, and the entertainment industry is what it is, and I'm doing what I can to inject into it the spirituality that it so deserves to have, because it's not about religion. It's not about religion at
right.
all. It's
spirituality
freedom.
Is taking on a whole new definition.
Yeah, it's about freedom, not being in a box, and it's about expressing yourself. Here's what it really is. Universe, divinity, divine, God, creator, expresses itself through each and every one of us here on earth. Every one of us. Not one of us is left out. We are full God expression. And what I want to bring to the entertainment industry is that knowledge and that knowing that spirituality is really who we are, and it's our birthright, and we are divine beings. And when we all really, like, wake up to that, no kidding, we wouldn't want to hurt each other anymore. It would be like throwing
right.
a barb at God, you know? It would be
yeah,
God
yourself.
Throwing a barb at... Silly. So my mission is, in my small way, that's why I have Spiritual Hollywood. I think I'm the only talent manager out there who's doing what I'm doing, and hopefully not the last. I just did 9 episodes on a series on the main casting network for Canada, Los Angeles, and New York on the Law of Attraction with a casting director and received...
Wow.
Feedback, and it was very progressive to do something like that, and very progressive of this company to let me do something like that. So it's very important for each one of us to know that we can start from right where we are this very minute, with shoes, without shoes, hair combed, not combed, it doesn't matter what's going on in your life. You can start right here, right now, to change the way you look at things so that things you look at will change.
Exactly. You've been doing it for years. You're way ahead of your time. You're the pioneer here, and that's why it's always so thrilling to be part of what you're doing. And I don't
know
mind occasionally
you're a great
you
inspiration
some guys,
to me, Mike.
You know?
Totally validate lots of things for me. I mean, you read the book Bridie Murphy, right?
Yes.
Yes, I did too.
Gosh.
And I love that book.
Oh,
it's about past life. And how this girl remembered vividly all these facts that checked out from another lifetime. And,
yeah.
you know, and the book, Many Lives, Many Masters. I mean, you have all kinds of evidence out there. We have all kinds of evidence out there that we are eternal beings, this physical body is carrying around something that's going to live forever. And, you know,
I'm going to send you something to your email, and you can share with your listeners. I just saw it for the first time the other day. It's this interview that Fox did, I think a couple of years ago, of a little boy, 6 or 7 years old, who completely remembers being shot down by the Japanese, I think over the Philippines in World War II. And they took him out there. He could name the battle carriers. He could name his friends. He recognized the people who are now in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. It'll give you goosebumps the whole time, and you can share that with your people.
Oh, send that.
Stunning.
I would love to see that.
Stunning.
Right.
It's almost impossible to believe that the big carriers, you know, CNN and the national stuff, they don't touch it because people would poo-poo it, and they would say that's not possible. And, you know, this is an example of if you don't believe something could be possible, you will immediately not see it. It'll just be blind to you, and nobody will want to explore it. Happily, because of things you're doing and others in the world, this is changing, and spirituality no longer means religion.
Yes, exactly. And I know you had Catholic roots. And would you mind sharing with our listeners how that felt to you, and you just didn't quite feel right?
No. Oh, boy. Well, you know, my mother's British, father's American. I grew up, you know, from as far back as I can remember, going to church on Sunday Mass, and then followed up with, you know, CCD, catechism, confirmation, etc. But by the time we were 18, I was 18, we had stumbled upon the Richard Bach books, Jonathan Livingston Seagull, and Illusions, and the Seth material, and Bridie Murphy, and it resonated so much with us. We were just like crazed Banshees, like, can you believe it? You know, this is what we suspected all along about life's magnificence and its beauty, and that everybody means well, and that everybody's trying their best, however poor we judge their best to be, and that life is eternal, and that we are all powerful. And there it was, and it's been in print forever. You know, our beliefs weren't ready, so we didn't see it. But when that kind of struck us, you know, and at that point in my life, I was very close with my mother, sister, and brother, and of course we still are. My father's cool, but he's not, you know, that into this kind of thinking. But when we discovered that, you know, it was kind of hypocritical, weird, and pointless to go to a church that talked about a God that we no longer believed in, that had rules that we no longer respected. And, you know, there was times when it's like, oh, you know, the old school would set in, it's like, oh, God, you know, I hope I don't regret this. I hope I don't have to, you know, I hope I'm not playing with the devil. But, you know, It's like any kind of growing pains, and I know this must sound horrifically blasphemous to any mainstreamers who could possibly be listening, but as you continue on this path and you discover more and more writings and truths that resonate with your deepest feelings, and they continue to perpetuate perpetuate the education and awareness of life's magnificence and its beauty, instead of labeling us bad, broken sinners from birth, we'll never meet redemption, we must always ask for confession, it's like that stuff, you know, it becomes like believing in the Easter Bunny, believing in Santa Claus, you know, believing in a God who decides who gets what and who sentences and judges and jails those he doesn't see as worthy. It's like that's just so preposterous and heartbreaking. Nobody deserves anymore. We don't need those kind of,
right.
I hope it's true that the mainstream world is moving quickly out of a place of needing that kind of sad guidance.
It's wonderful that it's available. And Lester Levinson knew about it long, long ago, the law of attraction and how to use it in the laws of the universe. You know, and it's really, I never believed that God was an abusive parent. I never believed it.
Never made sense.
No, it wouldn't. God is all loving and all kind and all generous and unconditional. And what I learned myself, growing up in the churches was I didn't fit in there, but I wanted to because I wanted to be a good and pious person, right?
Me too,
And I was trying to fit in there and I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. The preacher's wife would come in wearing a mini skirt and lipstick and big earrings and they'd tell us to wear long skirts and no makeup and you know, I was like, wait a minute, I was born at night, but not last night. And, and it was just amazing to me as a child. And I don't know if you know this, but I was born an indigo to an atheist family, and that's not to say anything bad about an atheist. It just gives you the contrast that I grew up with of
wow.
not being allowed to express myself and my beliefs and to ask questions and to ponder things, at least, you know, out loud. And the way I raised myself as a child was there was a hollow tree up on a hill in Moorhead, Kentucky, where we lived on an 80-acre farm with no electricity or running water. And I went up in that hollow tree with my dogs, and I sat inside that tree from age 9 until I outgrew the opening in it to get into
wow.
it. And it was my incubator and my womb all at the same time. And I learned to understand why I'm here in that tree. And it was just an amazing thing to be in nature like that and to have those questions as a 9-year-old and before 9 years old. I would pray to God and cry myself to sleep almost every night and just say, you know, God, you know, I'm being told that I'm ugly, and could you please make me beautiful so people will want to know what's inside this package so
wow.
that I can
and look
about
what
it.
You've done, Kate. Wow. Well done.
So I asked that way back when I was about 5. I started asking that all the time so that people would want to know what's inside this package. And that's the only reason I asked for it. It certainly wasn't vanity or just, you know, for the sake of looking good. You know, I wouldn't want to be a rose without a fragrance. I want my fragrance to be more beautiful than my package.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I'm working on. You know, everything.
Oh, you're amazing.
Well, thanks.
You
and
can coast.
It's just incredible what the young kids are saying these days. They're being born more spiritually open.
Oh, yeah.
Indigos, the star children. Gosh, anybody could research them and the paintings that they're coming up with and the music that they're composing when they're just children. You know, that's got to make the hair stand up on your neck.
Oh,
a
yeah.
little.
This is the New World Order. You know, Kate, I said something a little while ago that your listeners might wonder about, and I don't think you caught it. I said it's fun talking with you, playing with you, and fixing you up with guys. And they might be like, what the heck was that kind of comment? And they may not
oh,
know.
Oh, I didn't hear it. I apologize.
I know. Well, no, that's okay. But in case they're wondering, do you want to tell them?
Oh, okay.
just
now, Mike Dooley
so
fixed me up,
everybody.
I went to, Mike, you were on my radio show, in December, I think, of 2006. And then January 2007, you came to L.A. for a seminar, and you invited me as a guest. And I have these cuckoo nuts that I wear that my client Tracy Doherty made for me, and she's a former Miss Virginia USA, and to have something she made with her own two hands for me was so amazing. I wore them every day for a year. And I went to your seminar, and I walk in, and I see a man standing there in cuckoo nuts. And I had never seen anyone in Los Angeles wearing cuckoo nuts before. So, and I was becoming my own beloved for the previous 2 years. I wasn't dating anybody. I was taking myself out on dates, learning to love me, because I knew
cool.
if I had marriages that didn't work out in the past, that I brought at least half of that garbage there, that I wanted to come out from under and find out what was all that and what part was mine and how can I correct it and how can I turn, you know, a sow's ear into a silk purse about my way of relating with people.
Yeah.
So I did that. And I walked up to this person. I said, hi, I'm Katie Romero. What's your name? We're both wearing cuckoo nuts. I have never seen that in Los Angeles. And the person said, oh, my name is John. Did you go to the billionaire boot camp? And I said, what's that? And then he completely blew me off and didn't want to talk to me anymore. And
no.
then this morning I had breakfast with you because I had pancakes with the universe one night. I opened
yeah.
up one of your Tut's messages from the universe, and it was 2:30 in the morning. I never eat pancakes, but I had such a craving for pancakes. I don't eat them because you have to put lots of syrup on them. They're like sponges. So
right.
I made some pancakes from scratch, and I was working on my computer, getting caught up on my day, knowing, you know, eating pancakes is really probably not a good idea. So I'm eating the pancakes. I look down. I noticed they drank up all my syrup, and I had to decide, am I going to put more syrup on these, or am I just going to eat them the way they are and just put the plate down? So I open up my message from the universe, and it says, Kate, you know in life there are many questions that you have, and one of them is, do you want to put more syrup on your pancakes? And you and the
amazing.
Message said, you know you do. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I was in my pajamas. I'm looking around for a camera. I thought I'd been pumped. And it was so amazing. I called my mother at 2:30 in the morning and told her what happened, and she said, close your blinds. And I said, okay. So that story, because your notes do that all the time. I mean, even today, it validated the divinity that I discovered I am in your introduction in the book, and was reminded that I am. And so that little story is to just digress a little to show that the next morning we had breakfast so that I could actually have pancakes with the universe.
Yeah.
So when we were having our breakfast, I asked you, how do I get a hold of Rhonda Byrne? I would love to have her on my radio show. And I didn't know how to go about that. And you said, well, she's got a publicist. Call Joe Vitale's secretary, Suzanne Burns, and she'll give you the information. And I said, wonderful. Thank you so much. And we had this wonderful time together. I went and I cold called Suzanne Burns, and she gave me a number. And I went, wow, this is kind of local. So it's somebody in Burbank. So I called the number, and I said, hi, it's Katie Romero from Spiritual Hollywood. I'm a talk show host. I just had Mike Dooley on my show. He said, oh, really? What a coincidence. I was just at a seminar on Sunday. I said, you were? So was I. Maybe you saw me. I had on a brown beret. He said, I saw you. I'm the guy in the cuckoo nut. Well,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Flash forward to March 22nd, 2009. We're getting married by Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith, also from The Secret, at Agape on stage during service. So you did fix me up with a guy.
Cool. Serendipities abound.
Oh, totally. And, you know, it's just the most amazing thing when you get out of your own way, honestly. And I wasn't looking for a relationship at all. I was happy to be girlfriend, to just to, you know, no physical person, just to doing as much good in the world as I could and impact it however I could. And that was my relationship. And, you know, it's because I worked on myself and became my own beloved, and unbeknownst to me, my now husband, John Steller, was doing the same thing for the past 2 years while I was, but we just didn't know it yet. So,
wow, it's so perfect.
Amazing what can happen.
So magical, because you were out there knocking on doors, turning over stones, not even paying attention, not insisting on anything.
Right.
And this is how it happens. You know,
yeah, well, let me tell you one other thing I did to tie up my camel. You know the phrase, you can pray to Allah, but tie up your camel?
Say that again?
You can pray to Allah, but you better tie up your camel.
Oh, right.
Right? To Allah that your camel won't run away, but you better tie him up to be sure it doesn't. Well, what I was doing behind the scenes was I went to one of the department stores here in California called Macy's in the mall, and I bought a blue velvet Tommy Hilfiger men's robe, and I bought blue velvet men's house shoes, and I didn't check the size, and I took a month to sniff all the men's colognes so that I could find the fragrance I wanted to smell in my mate if I ever had one. For the rest of my life or for however long. It's just the way I wanted him to smell. I put the robe in my closet, the slippers under my bed, and I spritzed the cologne every night before I went to sleep.
Wow.
And then
my God.
John and I got in a relationship, and it was appropriate to do so. The slippers are a 9.5, and the robe fit him perfect, and so did the shoes, and he's gone through 2 bottles of what he calls Manifesto Man cologne.
It works. We create the image in our mind. We eat it. We speak it. We act it, and then, like you said, it shows up.
Well, he fit right into the clothes.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that was pretty accurate. So, you know, there was all this stuff going on, and I just kept saying yes to the universe, and the universe kept saying yes to me. And it's just, I love the serendipity of you being the universe and doing the notes from the universe. So that, you know, it's like, honestly, the universe brought us together in more ways than one.
I'm glad to be of service. Thank you, Kate.
Oh, and I hope I can return the favor.
Oh, you do all the time.
Good. I'm glad. I'd like to, at this time, Mike, invite our listeners to call in and ask you any questions or make any comments.
Sure.
So I'm going to give the phone number. It's toll-free worldwide, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Line 1 is 530-327-7602. Line 2 is 530-776-5185. Line 3 is 530-413-4511. And again, it's the website for Mike is www.tut.com. Go there, sign up for Notes from the Universe. You'll be very glad you did. You'll never know what's going to come for you. when you open up one of those notes. You just might have an instinct to go do something you didn't have before. And it's a wonderful resource for many things, including his wonderful books. And congratulations, Mike, on today being the release day of your book, Infinite Possibilities, The Art of Living Your Dreams. I'm so very proud of you and so just excited about what's next after this.
Me too. It's like a whole new ball game when you kind of stop insisting and just let the universe do its job while you do yours. And Infinite Possibilities is about understanding what your job is and understanding what it's not.
Yes. And you do say in your book that it is astounding how easy it is to have flow in your life when you stop resisting and stop insisting. And that's absolutely true. I mean, I'm sure that if we really, really did this ginormous survey about how law of attraction really, really brought people their joy and happiness in their life, I'm certain that like every other thing, people having more money in the bank than they ever were broke, or having having more friends in their life than they ever were alone, it would be they're having more miracles and magic in their life than they ever didn't. And
yeah,
it's just the miracle of taking a breath, for Pete's sake, you know?
Yeah. I mean, they're unending.
Yes, infinite. Unending.
When you see them, you get empowered, and you gain momentum, and then next thing you know, you've got an upward spiral going, and you're unstoppable.
Yep. And I also have another, Katie, that's going to segue into your chapter on emotions, and that is that memory without emotions equals wisdom. So if you take the emotional charge out of memories that are painful,
wow,
wisdom.
That's very good. Very good. We can learn so much from our emotions. Our emotions are 100% a byproduct of our perceptions. You know,
yes.
They don't exist without us. They are a reaction to our interpretations. And so we can learn right away when something pushes our buttons, you know, this is interpretation. And sure, there's all kinds of things that would rightly push someone's buttons, but being in that place where they could be pushed is not an accident. You know, what led that to be? You know, what was it that they said? How else could you look at the situation? You know, is it purely bunk, in which case you let it roll off your back and it doesn't bother you? Or maybe there's another way that you could look at your life or your interactions with others. I mean, they are priceless. They're not only the reward of, the greatest jewel to the jungles of time and space, just for their richness, their diversity, the fact that we couldn't experience them without the illusions. But we don't have to be pummeled by them. When they're not comfortable, when they don't make us feel good, it's always time to start asking questions, change our perceptions, and move forward in a renewed sense, perhaps in a different direction.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And the book Infinite Possibilities is a beautiful blueprint and roadmap to helping somebody really understand this inkling that they've had in their gut, in their soul, and how they didn't quite feel like they fit in their own culture sometimes. This book can really call to action the divinity that lives in the DNA of each and every one of us for everybody to wake up and see that spirituality is freedom. It's complete freedom, and it is your birthright. And Not to, as you said before, to some people it might sound like we're being very blasphemous, and I believe that we're not, that we're honoring God very, very much for being the all-knowing, all-loving, unconditional life force that brought forth everything that we are.
Yeah,
and everything
our message is about the joy. It's about
the we're
joy.
Honoring.
This is why we're here.
And that's why we're here. And you know, I find that when I'm stressing because I've built this wonderful life where every stream of income is around being of service. As a life coach, I do quantum hypnotherapy. I'm a radio host. I'm writing several books, and you know, one for actors called The End of the Anonymous Actor: Changing Your Life Story Forever, which will introduced to the actors, people like yourself, Neil Donald Walsh, you know, all the spiritual rock stars today. So that's what I'm working on diligently. We have a caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Kate?
Yes.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. I just wanted to let you know that I was scrolling through this weekend and saw the advertisement on the BBS, and so I was lucky enough that it brought me to you tonight because I jotted it down. So that was a good advertisement.
What's your name?
My name is Catherine,
mm-hmm.
and I can't hear you too well. Can you hear me?
I can hear you great.
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, great. I was listening to everything you're saying, and obviously your subject matter interests me. That's why I made a note to tune in. But I had a question. It sounds so funny, but I'll just spit it right out because mm-hmm. I'm hearing everything you're saying. But what kind of advice direction could you give to someone who, like myself, I'm so sensitive to, this sounds ridiculous, but smells and dust, and it's like you're saying that everything is how you react, but so much of the world, it's just so hard for me to tolerate everywhere I go where it's like mm-hmm. say if I go where people have been
okay.
smoking or it's very dirty, and I'm so obsessed with my negativity towards it that it's hard to function. And I just wondered if you have any insight into that on a spiritual level, like what
I've got a
any advice
for
me.
You. Shall I, Kate?
Yes, please go ahead. And you know what? I don't appreciate cigarette smoke either.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But it's just a whole general life pattern, and it can make life difficult, but yet
sure.
life can be so beautiful, but yet it can be so negative.
I think first I got to tell you, I'm not a doctor, and so I don't want to contradict anything a doctor tells you. Perhaps that's the first place you should be. But
mm-hmm.
but having said that, I've got two thoughts. Number one, I think whenever there is such an aversion to something about life, because this goes beyond cigarette smoke, from what you've
exactly.
said, it was initially part of a defense mechanism. It,
mm-hmm.
your repulsion or aversion to it protected you in some kind of way. And what I would say now is to realize it doesn't matter what triggered it. It doesn't matter what the point of it was. What's important now is realizing and understanding the truth of your own power and your own magnificence, and that you can change any aspect of your life, certainly something as to the mainstream or as small as this. Now, it could be Mount Everest to you, and you have my every sympathy. But to change it, I would ask myself, what in the past, perhaps, were you spared? What were you able to avoid? Was it attention? Was it someone's expectations? Were you able to kind of hide from the fear of being judged? See if you can't figure out what it gave you. Now, that answer may come to you tonight, or it may never come to you, and you can still get past it. The second thing I would do is, and I don't want to make light of what you're dealing with, but I want to help you get past it, and the best way to do that is to understand your power. And however trite it may sound, every single time you mention to somebody else, and of course there's times to doctors or to myself right now when you have to kind of explain this aversion you have, every time you share it with someone, you make it stronger. This is a thought you're putting out to the universe. The universe knows how to fulfill this wish. It knows how to tickle your nose and to make you run the other way. It knows how to put you in the wrong place at the wrong time because of your power and its love for you, not because it's testing you or anything like that. We are the universe. You know, thinking that the universe is out there is just a metaphor. So you have this power to focus on something, and it comes to pass. And in time and space, unlike the dreams we have at night, there's continuity. So that means in time and space, when you have a new wish or a new desire for a new type of experience, while you might hold that thought right now, you've still got the soup of all of yesterday's and your prior life's creations whirling around you. So you can hold on to the new thought, but yet you're still allergic to cats. You know, or you can say, well, it didn't work. But saying it didn't work undermines it. It does work. you no longer have the same sensitivities. You no longer have the same issues. You never mention it to anybody else unless it's a healthcare proficient,
okay.
a healthcare physician or whatever, healthcare provider. Mm-hmm. And so you cease making the claim. You cease giving it reality. And if you can, within the panorama of your health, go places you didn't allow yourself to go before because of this. Not necessarily into a smoky bar, but mm-hmm. somewhere that you could mildly stand but avoid, start going
yep.
there. And start saying, this, I can do it now. I can do it.
Right.
I couldn't do it before.
And the funny thing is
suffering.
I can appreciate everything you're saying. And my reality inside, though, is that the world is just so unaware, and that 40 years from now, people will be aware of air quality and pollutants and, you know, all this stuff
true.
That is so in my mind all the time.
Attention to that. That's a very valuable thing. Very true. But if it's inconveniencing
yep.
you or taking away from
yep.
any of your joy, don't play that game. You can
mm-hmm.
still hold the light high, carry the banner, make people aware of air quality because it's such an
mm-hmm.
important thing. But it doesn't.
But I'm feeding the negativity, in other words.
Don't feed it. And start claiming, mm-hmm. contrary to what's going on around you, I'm better. This is easy.
Mm-hmm.
I love my life. Now let's sign the petition, but I'm better. Because there's people
mm-hmm.
who are coming from a difficult place that I'm familiar with, and I want to make the world better. I used to be terrified. I went through a spell of being terrified of flying. Terrified.
Mm-hmm.
Can't tell you. I never would share that fear with anybody, except for my mother. And I would always make myself fly. And I would rationalize and visualize all the reasons why, you know, that I shouldn't be afraid. If I was you, I would say, look, I am this magnificent being of light. I regenerate my cells every 7 years. I'm in a constant state of flux. I am infused with love and energy from the universe. There's no way a smell is going to keep me from having fun.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way I'm not going to go where I want to go because of the aromas or the air quality. I can
right.
handle it. Just as other
yep.
people handle it, I can handle it. Doesn't mean you love
yep.
it. Doesn't mean you're not going to change it. But you can still be happy. And make that claim. Don't share the challenge with anybody anymore. And start asserting that you're healed, that you're better, that you love it, that it's never been so
mm-hmm.
easy, even if you're sneezing, even in the middle
right.
of a sneeze. Say, I'm not even sneezing anymore.
And just in hearing
it
you
sounds
talk,
ridiculous, but it works.
Right. And I'm realizing it's more like my whole mental fear about the world. I used to be very well educated, very successful, and then I had some hard times, and now I'm just... It's like the whole world is just a fearful place to me, and it's making me realize it's like
real.
It's just a symbolic of it.
Right, and Catherine, may I interject
yep.
something?
Yes.
If you, like Mike is saying, and he says in his book, and I know it's true because I practice it also, is see the healing of your sensitivity or your obsession with negativity about the air quality and the smoke
mm-hmm.
and whatever it is that sends you into that spiral, that downward spiral of the world is not a safe place. If
mm-hmm.
you were to see the end result of your healing around that, you would snap out of it so fast and go and start a petition and get the people just in your neighborhood, first baby steps, to sign that petition, and then later in the city, then later in the state, and then later write to a congressman or congresswoman,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, start with baby steps. But if you see it from the end result that you are healed and nothing can keep you from your joy, period, then you'll be light years ahead of where you were before you made this call.
Well, thank you so much,
work.
Both of you. God bless
That's
you,
great.
Both of
thank
you.
You thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to hang up and listen.
Great. Thank you.
God bless.
You too. So we've got about... 1 minute left in our Spiritual Hollywood Hour. I told you it would fly by. It always does. So, Mike, would you like to sum up anything or put some of your wonderful enthusiasm back out into the ether about your book being launched today and being available for purchase today and the sweepstakes that you've got going on starts today. So everybody who buys a book can email the receipt to you from Amazon. And they will be entered into a sweepstakes, and they don't even have to buy a book. They can simply send in a postcard,
sure.
correct?
Sure. We're making dreams come true. Two people to Bora Bora, to Maui, to Cairo. And whether you go with me or not, the world is your oyster. You are a supernatural being of light for whom all things are possible. Your thoughts become things. You're unstoppable. Understand the truth. Ask the hard questions, and thy kingdom shall come.
Yes, and give thanks for everything as if you already have it. And everybody, thank you for listening to Spiritual Hollywood this evening. Mike Dooley, thank you so much for being my absolute phenomenal guest. I just really enjoy you so much. And remember, everybody, the last six letters of attraction are action. So take those baby steps and get the life that you came here to live. Don't waste any more time. Just go get it. Thanks again, Mike. Thank you, everyone.
Woo-hoo.
Good night.
Good night.